The True False Film Fest is just around the corner, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's selections in a series called True False Conversations. I'm Ryan Levy. The United States incarcerates a higher percentage of its population than any other country in the world. In her documentary, The Prison in 12 Landscapes, Brett Story seeks to redefine both how and where the prison in America is viewed. KBIA's Nick Campbell talked with Story about her new film.
What was your inspiration for filming it, or specifically for exploring the prison industrial complex?
I've been interested in issues around prisons for a long time, but I've also been thinking a lot about how prison films and images that depict prison issues tend to be so much the same and really not very interesting. I don't think that they succeed generally in making us sort of think differently about the kinds of work that prisons do or whether they're necessary in our society.
Yeah, you really explore regions all over the country. What was the process of selecting these places?
Often I would just come about the kinds of places that I end up documenting just through my own research or conversations or organizing work that I do. And then, of course, there's stuff that's much more present in the news. And there's a large scene in the film that focuses on the area surrounding St. Louis, and that was, of course, inspired by what happened to Mike Brown in Ferguson.
When was this filmed in relation to the Michael Brown shooting?
Actually, it was filmed just this past summer, so June of 2015, and it was always fascinating to me. You know, there's this national movement going on, Black Lives Matter, that's an incredible outpouring of protest against the racist police and prison systems. These communities, and there's many of them across the country, that have seen their tax bases go down and are putting the burden of revenue collection on the backs of poor, mostly Black and Latino folks who are being stopped by police at every intersection because of a taillight that's out or because they don't have their license on them, and then fined these ridiculous fines just so that the municipality can have a means of revenue.
Yeah, that's definitely all interesting, especially in the Ferguson scene, because I know part of the scene was kind of unearthing a lot of the institutional issues that plague the area. What did you find as you talked to people there?
I mean, I found incredible frustration, everybody knows what's going on. Everybody I talk to on the street or in the lineups, I have this scene that just takes place in a lineup going into a municipal court. Everyone, you know, people aren't resigned to it. It's their everyday lives having to schlep to this or that court on a Wednesday night to pay $300 because they may or may not have not put on their turn signal. These are people that are working minimum wage jobs that don't have $300, $400 to pay the city every 2 weeks because of things like that. I wasn't there sort of to tell people, oh, this is my interpretation of things. People were very honest with me about the racism in their midst and in the systemic quality and nature of that.
That was Brett Story talking about her film The Prison in 12 Landscapes with KBIA's Nick Campbell. To hear all of our True False conversations with filmmakers, go to KBIA.org and search True False. I'm Ryan Levy.